Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, give you praise and glory. Oh, all honor be to you. Lord, thank you again for the mercy and love that has drawn us here today to hear him, to hear him. Lord, I'm encouraged of your mighty grace that has kept us still to see the mighty hand of God. Lord, thank you again that your word is true. Your promises are yea and amen. Thank you, Father, that you never lie to us. Impossible. Lord, help us to draw into that love wherewith we are loved, to believe your word, to be unwavered in your word, to not be unstable and of a double mind, Lord, to not wrestle with the scriptures, but Lord, truly to just settle down and see the mighty love of God and grow on in that wonderful truth and grace that'll grow us up into you in all things. We thank you, we adore you, we love you. We're so grateful for your presence here with us and in us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles today to Deuteronomy chapter 6. And praising God, this is such passion of our Father's heart, encouraging us as to what truly loving the Lord with all our heart, soul, and might truly is. And we'll pick it up in verse 5 of chapter 6. And it says there, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates." I love this portion of scripture because it's such a command of love from our Father. What he gives us here truly, once again, is the key to everything in our life. What he gives us here is the only hope, gives us the only power, gives us the only answer for everything we will ever face, the Word of God. Thank the Lord. How simple, how true, and yet how we wrestle trying to find satisfaction and answers in pretty much anything and everything else but the Word of God. But in his faithfulness, we're a most miserable bunch when we head that way. And God so sweetly embraces us all the time and says, "I'm waiting, hallelujah." Now, here we have the proof of a father's and the father's love for his children. And the proof that he passes this on to us natural fathers, to me, to all of us parents, praise God, giving us the encouragement, we want treasure in our home. You want treasure in your home. You don't want strife in your home. You don't want that stuff. You don't want that nonsense. But what he gives us here is the treasure for every household. What he gives us here is the riches for every life. Stand in the word and don't be moved. Now, as the Lord brought me here, he pointed out four prominent things to all of us, but especially parents, and yes, so appropriately, fathers. Because today, dads, especially for you. And these four things we are to bestow continually to and upon our children. And what we read there was the first one was love. The second one is to teach. The third one, give our time. And the fourth one, live the testimony. Love, teach, time, testimony. We begin with these words shall be in thine heart. Isn't that wonderful? What a faithful God we have. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. They're in there. They're in there. He's promised it. They're in there. All right? So these words shall be in thy heart. Now think of this. The words, the truth in thy heart speaks of love. So here once again, truth and love. Amen? Never get away from it. It's the whole theme, the whole purpose in who God is. Truth and love. Hallelujah. So nothing is of any power without the love of God. That's why it all starts in the love of God. God so loved. Amen? He loved. That's it. If you don't receive it in love, you'll never receive it. You have to believe that God unconditionally loved you to receive salvation. I believe that God loved me so much. He loved this world so much. He did give his son freely. I believe. I believe in that love. And it never changes. Every step you'll go on with God, every step of faith that you'll grow and grow in his grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's all because of love. The light goes on because it's love. You understand, you can't be obedient in yourself. That's why Paul said, I'm a prisoner of his love. His love is so captivating. It captivates me. It insulates me. It possesses me. It carries me along. It causes me to will and to do of his good pleasure. I'm in awe of that. That's what the fear of the Lord is the awe of his love. It's not fear if I'm going to be punished. It's the awe of that he's so patient and loving and merciful and kind. And he waits and he's long-suffering. Oh my goodness. I can't help but love him. Amen? And whom we love, even in our natural lives, that's why as parents we set out to love our children. Because why? Because we want them to trust us. We want them to believe us when we tell them things. Amen. And that's exactly how God works. Know my love. That's why Jesus said that we would know the love of Christ. He gave that to Paul's heart. That was the expression. That was his words. Know me. Know me. And how you know me is you know my love. And I thank God here. Here we have it. It all begins. Hallelujah. In the love of God. It all goes on with the love of God. And it never ends with the love of God. So he sends us here out with this commandment. Love the word. And I'll tell you what. I get faced with things all the time I don't know. Especially when you're a parent. You begin to face things I don't know. How do I handle this? The making of books, there shall be no end. And look where books have gotten our children. It's because they left behind the only word that matters. The only all-powerful word of his grace that changes a life from glory to glory in his very image. And this is that love that causes us to be the people we never could. Like him. It's true. This is the love that if we'll trust him and let it work in our lives, we'll love with wisdom. We won't go around provoking our children to wrath. We won't go around life provoking others. And dads especially, we won't go around provoking mom to wrath. Sounds kind of stupid, but we do it, don't we? We are nothing but for God. So, this is very true. See, the presence or the lack thereof of joy and peace, rest, harmony in a home often is predicated upon the husband's love or lack thereof for his wife. Sets the tone in a lot of things. A lot of time we just jump right down to children's, don't we, Dad? You know, I'm going to think about the kids. Well, you want to think about the kids? Husbands, love your wives. Husband, love your wives. Didn't say husband, love your children. It started out, love your wives. as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, I understand in its depth and height and length and breadth, that's speaking of bridal truth. Amen. But be a bridal saint and let that work in you. Walk in it. You've got the opportunity to do it today. And I don't care if you've done it in the past or you haven't done it in the past. Today is what matters. Today is the day to be walking in truth. Now, in walking in that love, you walk in wisdom. You don't provoke. You bring that love, hallelujah, into your house. And that's where all power comes from falling in love with the truth. You fall in love with the truth. You'll fall in love, praise God, with the things that God has placed divinely in your life. Yes. If things are lacking in love in your home, fall more in love with truth. His love is perfect. The word of God, as we've heard for many years in this place, makes you love everybody. But most importantly, it makes you love everyone perfectly. Amen. So, from that love, now we teach. Isn't that interesting? And thou shalt, verse 7, teach them diligently unto thy children. Without a vision, the people perish. Without a vision instilled in your children, they'll perish. They'll wander. They'll grow up without direction. They'll grow up without truly the meaning of everything in life. The Word of God tells us that a wise son is a joy to his father, but a foolish son causes such grief and pain. Now, how do we teach that? Well, by the grace of God, we as parents need to have a singleness of heart. This Bible talks of a heart of the one thing, a heart for the gospel of Christ. If you really love your children, you will prepare everything in your home for them to receive the truth. You'll make moves for the truth. I was thinking of my dad today, and I'm not here to put him on a pedestal. It's just the grace of God that was with him. But whether, I won't get into that part of the story. Let's get into this part of the story. I'll drift. My daddy was a gifted man, extremely. Very brilliant and a leader. People listened to him. People listened because they knew he cared for them. He was direct. He would tease those he loved brutally. I told you about how he taught me how not to cross a street. But he loved. Dad had great opportunity throughout his life. And one, he worked for an insurance company, and they wanted him to move out to Missouri to be the president of the company. What an honor. I think at that time it was the third or fourth biggest insurance company in the world. People would have never known. He never would have said anything about it, but this is true. It's no exaggeration. John, will you come out here? And he just told him all the time, oh, I just love Denver and all these different things. The one thing that Daddy wouldn't do was move his family away from the truth. And he wouldn't. And you know what? It paid off. It paid off. And I thank the Lord. I thank God that the Lord encouraged my mom and dad. There was a pattern that was set forth. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And it's not, again, in pride of a natural being. It's in honor of our Lord. It's in the goodness of the Lord. It's and the benefits to us. See, that's the thing you think you're gaining as you step away from the things of God. You become lean. Your soul becomes nothing, truly. You think somehow you're going to make this great thing for your family without truth. It doesn't work that way. You strip your family from the things of God when you think you're going to make a way for them without the Lord first in our home. Now, I know that this might be a tender thing to say to people right now. I know, because you know what? We've all wasted time. We all haven't taken advantage of every moment that we should have. Let God get a hold of you today. Let the Lord minister to you, your heart. These are those moments of the most powerful moments of a life when you can just say, Lord, I'm a total failure. No, really, it's just awesome. Lord, I failed. But Lord, you're God. And it's so wonderful. This is what everyone who succeeded and became the full overcomer, whether it was Old Testament or New Testament, it's because they realized, but for God, I'm nothing. Without God, I can't do anything. And it's in those moments of complete brokenness before God that you begin to embrace the grace of God and understand His mercy and His love and His care. And then, my goodness, the rockets have been strapped on. And then you finally get somewhere. Now, brothers and sisters, for us whom have been given so much, let me tell you something. There's a big requirement in our home. Big requirement. And I'm telling you, and that requirement is for us to stand for the truth. Brothers and sisters, it's not just the gospel or any gospel. It's Paul's gospel. See, you think you can cut a deal. You can say, okay, well, we're gonna do Jesus light in our home because it makes everybody happy. There ain't no such thing as Jesus light. He's heavy. I mean, he comes in powerful. And he comes in there and he's sharper than any two-edged sword. And he cuts right down to what's meaningful in your life. And he's going to do it time and time again. Because he loves you. He's not messing around. He loves you divinely. And praise God, whom he loves, he chastens. But there is a costly train wreck awaiting when we step away from Paul's gospel. Because as parents, when we step away from Paul's gospel, it often and almost always leads our family away from Paul's gospel. Steps away from bridal truth do not get back to bridal truth. It just doesn't. It gets into more compromise. It gets into, how about steps down from the churches? You go right from Philadelphia to the church of Ephesus. You've left your first love. But you know what happens? You hang there for too long and eventually, my goodness, you start hanging around those people that you weren't even hot or cold and going to spew you out of my mouth. Neutral we cannot be. The Word of God encourages us to stay in it. Teach them in the way that they should go. Don't waver, don't compromise. By the grace of God, truly, that we would fight for truth in your home. Praise the Lord. And I've said it many times, and I'll continue to tell you this, because it hit me when I had my teenagers, you know, and everybody telling me, you know, how to be fearful in raising your children. You know how to be fearful in raising your children? Teach them to sin responsibly. Yep. Give you the book. Here's their booklet. Go teach your children to sin responsibly. Here, you're going to sin. Let's do it responsibly. I'd rather stand and say, you know what? You don't need that. Don't need that. Get the truth. Fall in love. You don't need that. All right. Now, not only do we love and teach, but now the Word of God says here, thou shalt teach them unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. Time. Give your time to your children. Talk with them. Sit in the house. Walk with them. I always appreciated my dad when I had my babies. First thing he ever said to me, son, you can never spend too much time with your children. Now they think I can. You know, they're old and grown and they think it's kind of weird that dad says this, but I always invite them over for a sleepover. I said, let's just have a sleepover. And the dad, stop that. I like them around. I do. Can't get enough of them. And it's wonderful. And they give you such joy. They can give you such pain, but you train them up and the Lord's faithful. Joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Yeah. 12 midnight, 2 a.m. in the morning, not a lot of joy there. Nothing good happens past 11:30. You been there? He'll take you out. Don't worry. He will. He showed me. He does it. But see, time is precious. Sit in the house. Not just in presence, Dad and Mom, but engaged. Once again, you can never spend too much time with your kids. Fathers need to realize the greatest gift that we could ever give to our family is our time. To be there. The things that your kids remember the most are those times you were with them. The times that were meaningful, the times that, a lot of times tragic times, and things that were hurtful or whatever, but Mom was there, Dad was there. Those are the things that are the most valuable. And in that, what happens in our hearts to cause us to do that from the love of God is we put our family before us. We're in a day and an age that it's think of you. That's the worst thing to think of is you. That's the thing you don't want to be thinking of. You want to worship the Lord. By the grace of God, it truly becomes something where you want to be a vessel to add to the glory and the praise of His grace. You want to be that vessel, hallelujah, that can be used to help the body of Christ. So many parents today just want to be selfish. But I'm going to tell you something. Your most valuable assets of your life are sitting in your home. They are. They're sitting there. And even if they've grown up, they're still sitting there. And I thank the Lord, as I told you, I said so long to my daddy back in 2000, I still hear his voice today. Don't you, sis? Isn't it wonderful? And you hear your parents in a lot of ways, even more powerfully when they're gone. Teaches you a lot of things. I'll tell you, I really began to hear the word of God even in a more spectacular way when Daddy took flight. I said, man, if I can hear the things he said, wow, can I hear the things God said? So it's pretty amazing there. But finally, as we wrap this up in verse 8, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Love, teach them, give them time, and walk the walk. Have a testimony by the grace of God. We can preach a lot to our children, can't we? Oh my, and don't stop that preaching. Dad, I've heard it, and you're going to hear it again. Dad, you told me again, and you'll hear it again. Amen. But the most impact that we can have in our children's life is that we walk it. Believe it or not, young people, and especially our children, they observe. They observe your actions. They observe your speech, your temper. Children perceive and know when they're loved and if that person really does love. Not only with them, but once again with our spouse. What are we teaching our children in our home? Amen. Love one another. Love one another. Speech that would be seasoned with salt. Don't be quick to anger. Don't be quick to speak. Boy, have I been so many times troubled by that. Those that might have a quick mind, be still. Most times what you wanted to say should have never been said. Go take a break. Go pray. Get some wisdom and then speak. Now, the testimony of sincerity, I think, is lacking a lot in our homes. What I mean is being real with our children in our home. God truly had to teach me that. Somehow we try to be perfect people, and we're not. We make mistakes. Parents make a lot of mistakes. And the one thing I thank the Lord is the Lord encouraged my heart was instead of trying to hide my mistakes, the Lord encouraged me to be open about my mistakes. I only made two. No, I'm just teasing. It's one more than I told my kids. So I want to make sure you're with me. All right. But we need to be honest in our homes. And we need to let especially ones in our home know that we are remorseful when we make a mistake. It's huge. We're in society today, people just walk on each other terribly. Don't let that be in your home. You're going to make mistakes. I'm going to make mistakes. But be quick to say, I am sorry, and be remorseful and say, that was absolutely wrong. And then let your family know your confidence in the grace of God. Sincere apology, sincere remorse. But then by the grace of God to say, the grace of God is with me, honey. This is working. This might have cut in a bad way. But even though the enemy meant this for our evil, God meant it for good. When you break before God, it's always powerful. And we know these things. Mistakes make the greatest teaching moments of a life. Isn't that what this is? Is a whole book of man's mistakes, but God's mercy? God's power, God's grace? See, once again, the Lord so sweetly encouraged my life. He wasn't looking for me to change. I can't change. I can't. I'm going to go back to the same vomit. That's what the Bible says. It's pretty explicit. It's a visual. You get it. But see, he's the one that changes me from glory to glory. I can try all I want in myself, but that's not true change. Change is the word of God. When our minds are stayed upon the Lord, and you know this, brothers and sisters, you don't think of the things that have been plaguing you for a long time. Sometimes you even forget, is that really even there anymore? Do I have a desire for that? You don't even need to be thinking like that. But I've been there before. It's just amazing how God does it. When he captivates our thoughts begin not to stray off on the things of this life. We begin to believe him. We begin to grow up. And it's that new man that lives in us. It's like, wow, the word of God is real. I see the changing from glory to glory in my life. I thank God that if you can see something, I want to be a testimony to you. But I'll tell you who needs to see something by faith is me. And I need to understand that. And there's some beautiful weaknesses and there's some infirmity still hanging around in there. Thorns. Paul had one, I've got 50. But I'm realizing more and more all the time. That's the beauty, Kev. Brings me back to him all the time. Saying, oh Lord, thank you for this. I mean, I know it's weird, but truly thank you for this, Lord Jesus. Because I'm looking for that grace. I know it's here and I'm embracing it. And I'm going to be patient and I'm going to wait upon the Lord. And I'm going to believe him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he is my deliverer. He's my refuge. I'm hidden in the cleft of the rock. Oh, yes. But see, it's in these mistakes. Let them teach you. You either gain from a mistake and gain wisdom. See, that's what maturity is. Or from mistakes, we want to get proud. We want to be, somehow we want to say, well, I never make mistakes. That's a lie. When you're wrong, you're wrong. Be wrong. I don't need to fight in my wrongness. It just gets more icky. It is. It's like you've dug a hole. Don't dig it deeper. Get out. Amen. I need help. I was wrong. I've messed up. And I'm standing on the rock that's higher than I. Isn't that awesome? Praise the Lord. And it's just like that. It really is. But brothers and sisters, I don't want to be unlearned. I don't want to be like a selfish, spoiled child. I was thinking about King David. And the Lord struck my heart. I never had this kind of encouragement before. And so many things that he brings. But it really might not have been the failure, the act of the failure, in a sense, with Bathsheba, that was the most destructive thing in his home. Because if you read about David's home began to really crumble with his children and different things. A lot of things began to spin out of control. The Lord touched my heart, son, not the act, but the arrogance. The arrogance of waiting a full year to break before the word of God and say, I'm the man. I was wrong. I went back and I studied about a son that he had and what his age was at that time of his time with Bathsheba and that year that he spent in arrogance, not breaking before God. Absalom was 18 years old. What was the testimony to my 18-year-old son? I'm not blaming David's actions. Absalom decided. But I surely don't want to provoke my children to wrath. And I'll tell you, it's been the sweetest thing that his dad has made mistakes to tell his sons, I'm sorry. That I was wrong. And I believe they began to actually see Dad just might be a man of God. But see, that's not only between daddy and son or daughter. That's between mom and dad and brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts and nieces and nephews. And most importantly, brethren. Who am I? Who are you? I just want to be to the praise and the glory of his grace. And I sure love you. And I don't want to offend anybody. I never do. I really don't. But sometimes this guy can say an ugly thing. Sometimes we can be something we're really not. But God help us in our homes. May we love one another. Amen. By the grace of God, be teachers of the Word of God. Truly, epistles read of men. By the grace of God, to spend time. The most valuable thing. Don't be too busy for the things that God has placed in your life. And last of all, walk that beautiful walk. I've had it asked to me many times. Brother, who do you think, or how do you think, you love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your might? Well, it begins right there. Just live the love of God. Be willing to be chastened. Be willing to be corrected. Thank him in all things, for he is God. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. We so thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your words of life. Lord, that you came to give life and to give it more abundantly. Help us truly to receive these things today and to grow up and to grow in joy and grow in peace and grow in rest. And Lord, if these things are not evident in our home and in our lives and truly in our hearts, God, help us to stop, truly to drop to our knees and say, Lord, help me. Lord, let me hear you, hear your voice. Keep me from my mind. Keep me from my way. Keep me from my purposed life. And Lord, that the word would work effectually. That the word would work powerfully. That, Lord, a surrender would go on this morning. That, Lord, truly, that I would break before God. Submit, hallelujah, to that wonderful, loving, mighty hand. And begin to trust that the word of his grace is the path for my life. Jesus, thank you for every life that is here. Thank you for all those that may hear this message. In Jesus' name, work it effectually in us who believe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.